When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Seasons change. Why not your tech? Upgrade now during the Dell Technologies Summer Sale event and save on select PCs, like the XPS 16, powered by Intel Core processors. You'll be able to bring your most intensive projects to life with built-in AI, minimalistic design, immersive visuals, and cinematic audio. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Amazing prices await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those, too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Listening makes us smarter, more connected people. It makes us better partners, parents, and leaders. And there's no better place to start listening than Audible. Audible is where so many inspiring voices and compelling stories open listeners up to new experiences and ways of thinking. Audible members now get more than ever before. Members choose 3 titles every month, 1 audiobook, plus 2 Audible originals that you can't hear anywhere else. Members also have unlimited access to more than 100 audio-guided fitness and meditation programs. Audible delivers bestsellers, business, self-improvement, memoirs, and more, all professionally narrated by actors, authors, and motivational superstars like Rachel Hollis, David Goggins, and Mel Robbins. Audible members can also get free access to the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Washington Post delivered daily to the Audible app. With the convenient app, members can access Audible anytime, at the gym, while commuting, or on the go, and on any device. We'll always pick right back up where you left off. Audible also offers free and easy audiobook exchanges, credits you can roll over for a year, and a library you keep forever, even if you cancel. Explore all the ways listening on Audible can help improve mind, body, and soul with entertainment, information, and inspiration. You can get titles from your favorite iHeart talent, such as Chelsea Handler, Danny Shapiro, Charlamagne the God, and Bobby Bones on Audible. Start listening now with a 30-day Audible trial, and your first audiobook plus 2 Audible originals are free. Visit audible.com/iHeart or text iHeart to 500-500.
My next guest, he's on the phone. And you can currently see him on 4 different television shows. That's how busy he is in 2019. You can catch him on as Charlie on ABC's very popular Black-ish, where he was an NAACP Image Award nominee for Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series. And on ABC Family, Grown-ish. He can be his Detective Daniel DJ Tanner on the TBS comedy Angie Tribeca, and the host of BET's game shows Face Value opposite Tiffany Haddish. He's also a writer. I didn't know that until I started doing my research, which means we share a lot in common. He's an Emmy-nominated writer, actor, very funny stand-up comedian, and entrepreneur. Please welcome to Money Making Conversations, comedian Dion Cole.
Hey, how you doing, bro? How you feeling?
I'm feeling really good, Dion. I'm a big fan. Let me get that out the way first, because in a business where you get to see talent and you get to see people grow over the last 20 years, I've been able to watch your talent. And one of the funny backstories about how you got started, because you're from Chicago, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you got started on like a $50 joke, if I remember correctly, right?
Yeah, a bet. It was a $50 bet that it was. Frank betted me $50 and never looked back.
Now, here's the funny part about it is that, you know, my background, you know, everybody knows me from management, producing TV shows, and I was I would say I'm still a stand-up comic. How can you take that title away from me? Is that I was a writer. I was a sitcom writer. Now, early on, were you doing stand-up and you was a writer? Because you were doing the Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien, correct?
Yeah, I was doing I used to write for Conan O'Brien for about 7 years. I was always stand-up, started off as stand-up, still am a stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
And then that led to me performing on The Tonight Show as a guest. And from there, Conan picked me up to be a writer on his staff. And then I was with him for, like I said, about 7 years.
That's awesome.
And I still rock with him to this day. Like, he has a new show coming on TBS. I was his last guest on his other formatted show that was on TBS, and he's revamping his new show where it's like a 30-minute show instead of an hour show, and I'll be on there as well. So, yeah, I still rock with Conan. We toured this year, did some stand-up shows. And so, it's a very good friend of mine, man, a guy who changed my life, and always indebted to him.
That's important because, Steve Harvey was an important asset in my life. It gave me my first writing job in sitcom.
Yeah.
You know, and so I know what relationships can do for you, you know, because they can open doors.
Absolutely. And absolutely.
The beauty I like about your career is that somebody opened the door, but you didn't let it close.
Oh, nah. See, and by you bringing up Steve Harvey, he was another influential person in my life as far as where I'm at today. Mm-hmm. Steve and I go way back from him performing in Chicago and starting his radio career in Chicago.
Right.
When he used to perform at All Jokes Aside in Chicago, he used to do the radio in order to promote his show. That's how he started. He would do the radio for free.
Mm-hmm.
Well, while he would be doing his show, the club were trying to find new talent to do 5 minutes in front of him every night. Mm-hmm. And out of everybody, they chose me. And I used to do 5 minutes in front of him. And then me and him would go out in my mother's car late at night and hang out. Mm-hmm. Around the city or whatever. After that, we had plenty of conversations about just stand up and how to be and what to do. And then that led to him getting several jobs, which he had this philosophy, which was ABC, always be closing.
Right.
And I seen him one time on the lot while I was at Conan. Mm-hmm. I hadn't seen him in a while. When I seen him over, and he knew I was writing for Conan, and he was about to, I think he was about to start Family Feud.
Right.
I think he was having like, he was having meetings and stuff. And I told him what I was doing, and we had another conversation in the parking lot. And he influenced me to never marvel in your success. You know, he influenced me to be like, yo, just, you know, when you do something, do that and let that catapult another thing.
Right.
Don't marvel in the thing that you're in.
Right.
And that was very influential to me, which led me to be where I am now.
Right.
You know, so.
Which is multiple streams of income, which is what we preach.
Exactly.
Multiple streams of income. And that's very important. So let's talk about, but a thing I like about the shows that they're all are different. They all bring out a different talent of yours. They allow you to be a different personality. Is that you know, we all just trying to work, but fortunately for you, it's worked out that way. Tell me about Grown-ish, your role on that, and because I don't ever assume that everybody knows everybody. So let's talk about the ABC show Black-ish, where you were nominated for Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series.
Yeah, absolutely. Black-ish is a show that was very necessary. It catapulted this movement, which is going on right now with a lot of black actors, actresses on television right now, where there wasn't a lot of black shows on the air at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Black-ish came out and people seen how well it did, I think it like helped catapult other networks to be like, man, we need a black show. But the difference of the shows now, you know, it's no longer like just a black face on a show or black faces to make up a black show. What we did was we became a black voice, which is way more important. And so as we became that, it opened doors for other black voices, shows that had black voices that spoke to how we feel in America and what we're going through, whatever. And it was very, and it was a, like, we didn't know the magnitude of what was going to go on. We just knew we had something special, but we didn't know the magnitude. And when it resonated with the people, we were so excited to uphold that torch and keep going with it. You know, Black is a very important show to this day. I think it's relevant to all races to be a blueprint to what's going on right now. So being a part of that movement has been life-changing, and always will be indebted to, you know, Kenya Barris, Anthony Anderson as well. So it's a great show. Grownish is a spinoff of that, where the teenage girl, Yara, she goes out to go to college and lives her life as far as being grown, you know. I play Charlie Telfy on both shows, which is a co-worker. Anthony's in the office.
Right.
And then on Grownish, I became dean of students over there, being an adjunct professor. But, you know, it all works out, man, in the funny of it, you know. So
and that's about relationships. Yeah, that's about relationships. That's about relationships.
Yeah.
Now,
being
that you're an actor, a comedic actor, and you're a writer, do they allow you to any input into some of the scripts, or are you just strictly there to recite the scripts that they give you?
They give us plenty time to like ad lib, like definitely. We ad lib. We go through the script, we shoot it, and then after we shoot it, if it's something that comes up, they'll let us throw it in there, and then they'll give us a take to do what we want to
after that too because
we have different directors every week, and so different directors do different things. But yeah, they definitely let us, you know, stretch out a little bit.
Well, we're on the phone with Deion Cole. We'll be right back. There's a couple of more shows. Bears on TV everywhere. Multiple streams of income. We'll be right back on Money Making Conversations with Deion Cole. Hi, this is Rashawn McDonald. You're listening to Money Making Conversations. I'm having an incredible interview with an individual I'm a longtime fan of. Just watching his career as a writer, as a stand-up. He's right now he's mastering the art of multiple streams of income in Hollywood. Why I say that? Because you can see him on Blackish, which is on ABC. You can see him on Grownish, which is on ABC Family. You can see him on TBS and the Angie Tribeca detective comedy series. And he's now the host. He's in my lane now. You know, game show lane, Face Value, opposite the very popular and busy Tiffany Haddish. Okay, how are you in the game show lane now, Deion? Come on now.
Well, the game show, shout out to Wanda Sykes, who created it. It's on BET. We did a season of that, and we were waiting to see what was going to go on, what happened, whatever. I'm not sure if it's coming back or not. I don't know. I would like for it to come back, but I'm not sure. We've been waiting. I mean, Tiffany is through the atmosphere right now with what she's doing. So I don't know if Tiffany's coming back to
be a
sidekick on a game show, you know, not a sidekick really, but like just doing man on the street type stuff. But, you know, it was a fantastic show, and I'd love to do it again. You know, shout out to Wanda Sykes, who created it and everything. But, you know, I'm touring as well. You know, I do my tours. I got stand-up tour that I do on my own, as well as I tour with Martin, I did dates with Conan. So my stand-up career is like everywhere. You can see my dates at deoncole.com, or you can go to Instagram and see where I'm going to be at, where I'm going to be playing at deoncole. So yeah, like on top of, you know, my TV shows as well as, you know, my stand-up, it keeps me busy, you know. Definitely keeps me busy.
Well, see, a lot of people not hearing this in this conversation. He is funny to everybody, and he knows exactly what I'm talking about. You know, because I was fortunate in my career that I remember when I started out, there was no deaf comedy jam, and so I was just performing to all white audiences. And I know when deaf comedy jam came out, they questioned whether I could make black audiences laugh. And Bob Sumter, I had to go out to Oakland Black Comedy Festival, and I show everybody I could make black people laugh. And so when he says Conan, and then he says Martin, dude, Those two extremes right there. Conan and Martin.
Exactly.
Okay. Cerebral and you better be funny. Okay.
Yeah.
Cerebral and you better be funny. Okay.
Yeah.
And so that is something special, man. That's why I commend you in your career because I can't let
people.
I can't let people as a stand up myself. I can't let people ignore how talented and how difficult that is for you to be able to be yourself because you're not changing what you do. You're just being funny.
No. Yeah.
Talk to us about that.
Yeah. Well, you know. I struggle with that. Not really struggle with it in the way that you might think, but coming up in Chicago, it used to be like where we had these black rooms and I would be in these black rooms and what we would be kind of like cater to the stuff that we used to do, like to cater to the people. A lot of comics would do. It really wasn't funny to me, you know. And I would see that, and I would get caught up in that, trying to cater to people, and give them what they want. And the more that I did that, the more I didn't like what was going on. But then I knew I would go up north, and there was almost the same thing.
Right,
the north side of Chicago was pretty predominantly white, and
right.
I would cater to them in order to make them kind of laugh, too, and I didn't like that neither, you know, because the South Side is predominantly black.
Absolutely.
And so I had to think of a way of mixing the two, you know, and then I just was like, you know what? I forgot how original I am. I need to just give them who I am and quit trying to be a comic and just be who I am. And so that's what I was. A lot of people fail to realize when you look in the mirror every morning, you pass the most unique thing in the world and don't even acknowledge it. And I talk about this in my stand-up, too, that you are unique in every way. And people tend to go out and just be like everybody else. But you got to look at what's unique in you. And then capitalize on it. That's success, which is supply and demand, which is giving them something that they don't have that you think that they need, which is you.
Right.
And
right,
so you
right.
have to believe in yourself in order to do that, you know. And so that's what I had to do. I had to look and go, well, there's nothing like this guy. Just give them this guy. And it's going to be unique in all races, to the human race, not just black and white. So I made it my point. If I wrote a joke, this joke had to work across the board. It couldn't work over here or just over here or just over here. And if I did do that, I would have to have enough ample amount of material that would transcend both sides.
Right.
You know what I mean? That it would be that way. I wouldn't just stick on one side.
Right. Right.
So therefore, it's always been balanced to me, you know. And even in life, that's what you need to have. You need to have balance with everything, you know, with everything, even with your TV watching, you know. It should be balanced in everything that you watch and everything that you do. You know, that's the only way it's going to really work. So,
well, it shows that. It shows that,
that.
You know, you're on BET, you appear on BET, which is a predominantly black market, then you put on ABC. But we all know it's a general market station. And as well as the family, as well as TBS. I don't want to, I'd be remiss if I didn't, because I have watched this show, Angie Tribeca. It's a, you play a detective. So how did you get the casting opportunity on that show?
Well, I had just finished working with Conan, and I had my own show on TBS, a show called Black Box.
Right.
The network
I remember
at the time. Yeah, I had my own show. The network at the time did not support me the way that I thought that they should. The way my show was a current show that dealt with current topics. And what they wanted me to do is they wanted me to have like a show that just showed clips of stuff on the internet, and that's all it was. And we were like, no, we're a current show. We're talking about current topics and stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Like dealing with stuff that matters or whatever. Yeah. But one day they showed a commercial of a woman chopping watermelons with her breasts for my show. And that was like one of the things that made me kind of be like, what? And I didn't know that they were going to run that commercial. And so I just was like, yo, after we're done with these six things, these six episodes. So I'm going to go back and talk to them and see if we can revamp this. And the way that they wanted it wasn't the way that I wanted it. And so I just kind of just chill.
I love it.
So as I was chilling from Nat and Conan, Steve Carell, shout out to Steve Carell, him and his wife Nancy Carell had a show coming on TBS. And that they were about to do, and they wanted me to come audition for it. And I auditioned for it. And the part that I auditioned for, they didn't want me to get. And so they didn't have a part for me, so they literally wrote me into the show because they wanted to be a part of it. One thing about my career, anything I ever auditioned for, I never got.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Nothing at all. I don't care. Anything that you Blackish, Conan hired me just out of the clear blue after I got off stage. He hired me.
Awesome.
Blackish, I was a woman by the name of Tamara Goines told Kenya
Barris. I knew Tamara was an innovative artist. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Tamara, my girl, she told Kenya. Kenya was looking for a writer. Mm-hmm. She told Kenya, hey, you should try to get Dion Cole. And I went over there to interview with Kenya and to be a writer. And the person that was supposed to show up to play the character that I play, Charlie, didn't show up. And so he asked me to play that character. Anything I ever got, I never auditioned for. Because the things that people look at when they like writing stuff and putting stuff together, they look at a certain type. If you're a different kind of person, they can't think of you and put you in there. You're something that they didn't think of. So therefore, why would they choose you for their project?
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Because
right.
You don't fit what they thought.
And you definitely though. Your voice, you know, your demeanor.
Exactly. So mm-hmm. So if I'm never gonna be what anybody intends for me to be, then they're not gonna pick me. But some people are going to be smart enough to go, you know what? I've never seen the likes of such of this person. I'm going to take a chance on them because this person is talented and unique. And those that have done that, we have done magic together, which
yes.
is like Conan,
yeah.
Steve Carell,
yeah.
and Kenya Barris. Like,
right.
you can fathom, yo, I want this. I mean, it's the way people, like, cast people and stuff like that, I think they just... It's kind of like shopping in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
You might you have a brown suit and you're looking for some brown shoes.
Right.
That's you in the mall looking for some brown shoes and you can't find them. But you see these green shoes that are amazing.
There you go.
But they
there
don't go with your brown suit.
Yeah.
But you see them and you like, wow. You still gonna go get them brown shoes, but them green shoes gonna be on your mind. You might even come back and get them green shoes and then get an outfit to go with them green shoes. That don't mean them green shoes ain't amazing. They just didn't go with that outfit. And so that's how I always look at how I am when it come to the business and how I've always been like chosen to do things. Like, and that's how a lot of people should look at it. Don't ever look at it like you're not worthy enough. You just didn't go with that outfit.
Right.
But they're going to come back for you if they want you. They're going to come back for you. And they did that with me several times.
Well, my man.
And so I've never got nothing that I auditioned for, nothing.
Well, my man, I'm just going to tell you this, Dion. I've been seeing you. I admire your personality, your style. It's unique. You're not a Rashawn McDonald. You're not a Kevin Hart. You're not a Steve Harvey. You're not a Nick Cannon. You're Dion Cole. And that's special, and that's why I'm excited to have had you on my show. Know that I'm a friend of yours and a fan of yours, and you know a lot of names that I know. And
likewise.
Keep mastering that multiple streams of income, okay? Just keep mastering it, all
yes,
right?
Yes,
all right, my brother.
You need to check out the wireless earbuds from Raycon. Raycon earbuds start off at about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market, and they sound just as amazing. Unlike some of your other wireless options, Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet with no dangling wires or stems. And of course, they don't just look great, they sound great too. And they're perfect for listening to all your favorite iHeartRadio podcasts on the go. So go to buyraycon.com/iHeart to get 20% off your order. That's buyraycon.com/iHeart for 20% off Raycon wireless earbuds. If you've been eyeing a pair, now is the time to get an amazing deal. One more time, buyraycon.com/iHeart.